The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this edition of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, as always. And we're going to start in LA, where Byron Scott is now the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. 4 years, $17 million. Wonder why it took so long to get it done, but it did get done. Sticking in L.A., Clayton Kershaw pitches his fourth complete game of the season. I gotta say, one of my partners on this show, Fred Wallen, is absolutely insane. Talking earlier about how the Australia games may have completely wiped out Clayton Kershaw and everything as far as the season. Well, obviously that is total nonsense, and Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw, and he's doing what he does. Kevin Love not going to play for the USA team. Hugely involved in the trade talks, obviously, about what's going on with him throughout the NBA. A ton of things going on. 10 players ejected in that wild minor league baseball brawl. So a ton of things to talk about. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich and Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, as we do each and every week. She is the CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. Tons of things to talk about. I even get into football. Football is here, baby. NFL football is back. Guys are in camp. So tons and tons of things to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour. The protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour. Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Dog days of summer are here in Arizona. I think that we're hitting record highs this week. I don't know if you've been able to stomach it much. You've been outside much, or you just cooling in the AC.
Jeff, as you know, I'm a tennis pro outside of the radio show, so there is no rest for the weary here. I've been putting in 5, maybe 7 hours a day on the tennis court pretty much every day, to be honest with you. Sundays a little bit lighter, 2 or 3 hours usually after the show, but for the most part, man, I have really had to get out there and battle this heat, but for the most part, man, I truly enjoy it, to be honest, which is a little insane in itself. I go climb Camelback just about 3 times a week in this heat, so I'm not your typical guy when it comes to this heat. I actually love it. I embrace it, and I enjoy it. So I am not normal, but it is hot, and you're right. We have been reaching some crazy temperatures, but I've had to grin and bear it and just act like I love it, and partially I do love it. So, yeah, we do live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, and it is hot. That's just the way it is. Speaking of hot, we always talk to her each and every week about all different types of charities and a place for you to get your tickets. And I'll tell you what, this is the hottest spot to buy your tickets, to be honest with you. Because first and foremost, you get great seats, but to be honest with you, it's a hand-in-hand thing because you get to donate to a charity of your cause, or your choice, I should say. And to do that each and every week, we talk to Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing really well.
You know, Mary, each and every week you write me an email about what we're talking about, and you know, in an interesting way, you know, I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I usually throw a little something about what I'm doing and stuff like that. So you've gotten to know me a little bit through our emailing, but always a true pleasure to talk to Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. And each and every week we feature a charity. But first, I always want to talk about Ticks for Cause and what your mission is. And by the way, it's TIX4Cause.com. And Mary is the CEO and founder of the company. Mary, tell us a little bit about TicksForCause.com.
Oh, Andy, with pleasure. TicksForCause.com is truly the website with a heart. We are the only ticket website out there that provides access to all the sports, concert, theater tickets that you're looking for, literally to events all across the country. And we allow you, the purchaser, to help the charity of your choice, not because you pay more, but because we share, Ticks for Cause shares 50% of what it makes on that purchase with the charity you choose. And we also allow you to donate tickets. So if you have tickets to an event that you can't use and you don't know what to do with them and you're scrambling around, easily come to the site. You can donate them. You, the donor, get a tax receipt for it. And when those tickets sell, the charity that you chose, they get 90% of that purchase price. And this week, we've just had some amazing donations come literally to events all across the country. So our mission is simply to make every ticket purchase matter for a great charity. And thank you very much for helping us every week get that word out.
Hey, we do our very best to do that, but truly a great site. I've said it week in and week out. Jeff, myself, we have used Ticks for Cause to purchase tickets. I've had great seats, to be honest with you, when I've purchased tickets, like front row seats. Jeff, I don't know about you, but my experience was completely unbelievable with Ticks for Cause, and the seats I had were great. So they got sent to me in plenty of time. How was your experience with Ticks for Cause when you purchased tickets through them?
No, excellent, excellent. And, you know, these aren't cheap seats. These aren't just token charity seats. These are great seats. Mary, I do have a question for you, though. If I'm going on ticksforcause.com to buy tickets, and I go to the drop-down menu, and I don't see my favorite charity there, what can I tell the people that run my charity to do in order to get set up with ticksforcause.com?
Two simple things. They can either give us a call, 877-344-8384, or just go on. There's a contact us. Send us that information. We are happy to reach out to them, make that connection, and get them on board, because it's free for charities to come on and benefit from it. They get their own profile page, and there's literally so many different ways that charities can come on and use this technology. We created a technology here that allows these charities to use it, benefit from it, and really help achieve their mission.
Speaking of a mission, the featured charity of this week is the Daniels Hammett Foundation. I want you to talk about it a little bit. I know it was established in 2001, and it is to help people, obviously, throughout the world, but explain it a little bit better than I can, Mary.
Absolutely. And I think what's so exciting about featuring this charity this week is, again, we talk about this all the time. What a difference, you know, a small group of people can make, no matter where you are. We have national charities, you know, doing things all across the country. We have local charities. Here's a group, two people, two doctors who were traveling in South America. They were traveling in Bolivia, and they saw this whole community of people in the rainforest, over 40,000 people who had absolutely no medical care whatsoever. And two people decided something had to happen. They had to make a difference. So they started literally that day, that trip, to help these people. They had absolutely no electricity, nothing. And since then, they've founded a medical clinic in the rainforest in central Bolivia that is now serving over 3,000 patients a year. And what they do is it's not just serving them, it's teaching them. They're teaching these people in the rainforest how to help themselves and the communities to get together to be able to be community leaders to help their communities improve their health care. And again, it started with two people who said, we have to make a difference.
And they have three main goals. Is that not correct as well for what they try to do?
Absolutely. Is to provide that health care, first rate, free health care to the people in these communities, provide these programs. So again, it's not just the doctors and the nurses and the medical students that are coming in. They have community leaders that they train to be able to go back out to the villages and help these people learn how to better take care of themselves. And then all of the volunteers that come down there, whether they be medical students or doctors or nurses, come back to the United States and they take their learnings back to their schools, to their communities back here, to be able to help teach how can we better international medicine? How can we better international health situations? And like I said, how amazing is this to think two people decided we can make a difference?
Unbelievable, to be honest with you. I mean, again, ticksforcause.com is truly the website with a heart. I've used the site. Like I said, Jeff has used the site. If you're going to purchase tickets, there's truly no better way than getting yourself hooked up, but also hooking up a charity of your choice. I mean, it makes so much sense, to be honest with you. It's crazy. Mary, I can hear the music, so as always, we really appreciate you taking time out with us each and every Sunday. I get a complete education, and it's truly very informative. Each and every week, and what you're doing is great. And I can hear the passion in your voice when you talk to us. So thank you very much for joining us, Mary.
Thank you very much. And again, I just encourage everyone to go out, grab that ticket, and help that charity of your choice. Really appreciate your time today, guys. Have a good week.
You too. Ticks for Cause. That's the spot, people. Check out the website. Any event, like she said, sports, dining, entertainment, music, you name it, they totally have you covered. And no better place to get your tickets than ticksforcause.com. Keep it close. Jeff and I on the other side, going to get into sports, talk about that Byron Scott deal, and a whole lot more. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Mm-hmm.
righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. She is the CEO and founder of the company and truly passionate about what she talks about, if you can't tell and hear it in her voice. She truly loves what they do, and I do too. I think it's a great cause. I really do. That's why I've purchased tickets through their website before. But I do talk to Jeff Rich about sports and a whole lot more. Sometimes we get into the weather here in Phoenix, Arizona, but all kidding aside, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Again, tons of things to talk about, whether it's this Byron Scott deal, you know, what took so long, I guess is really my question. But 4 years, $17 million, a lot of things to talk about. Baseball, it's really heating up, let's be honest. I think there's going to be a lot of great races come August and September, and we're going to have ourselves a very, very good finish to the Major League Baseball season. This Clayton Kershaw guy doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Four complete games this season, very impressive. Kevin Love, you still got him out in you know, not knowing where this guy's going to go, but eventually something will get done there. You know, something interesting that happened the other day, Jeff, and the ruling came out, and I think it caused a lot of uproar throughout the NFL community and rightfully so. Ray Rice was only suspended 2 games after a domestic violence issue with his wife now, and he knocks her unconscious. The NFL cracks down on him with a 2-game suspension, which is very strange in itself when I know what kind of guy Roger Goodell is. The power-hungry guy he is, he definitely likes to throw his weight around. I think that the NFL could have made a serious stance on this and made a big statement. However, they did not. And I would have to think that a lot of that decision has to do with the fact that Ray Rice and his gal have gone to counseling. They're still together. And they've tried to make things right, but ultimately I think that the NFL dropped the ball on this one, and you could have done something here, but you chose not to. And I think it sets the wrong example when I really think about it. But Roger Goodell has his reasoning for what he did. Real quickly, before we get into the Byron Scott things and other stuff, Jeff, initially, how do you feel about the Ray Rice decision?
Well, if you'll remember, when the video first surfaced of him dragging his girlfriend out of the elevator, I said he should never play in the game again. If that's how he treats women, I think that the NFL, like you said, had a chance to make a large statement, and they did. And that statement was, we don't care about women. We don't care about our fans. And, you know, former player Scott Fujita said it on Twitter the other day. Look, you know, this business that we've built our entire life around, the NFL just told my wife and daughters that they don't give an expletive about them. And I think it's true to form. Now the situation is a little bit complicated because there is some self-defense. You know, Rice's girlfriend, now wife, you know, apologized, and almost, you know, made herself out to be the aggressor in the whole thing. Like Rice was, not guilty of any wrongdoing, but I don't understand how a professional athlete, even in an act of self-defense, can't subdue somebody that's smaller than him without knocking her unconscious. And I don't think that there's any complication to it at all, other than the NFL had the authority to act, and they didn't, and they failed. And I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't over, if we see demonstration from the NFL's female fans. It's not 50%, but it's certainly a lot more than 25% of the fan base, and it's extremely disappointing to see the NFL with this really a slap on the wrist. I mean, if you consider Ben Roethlisberger got 4 games just for being ethically unsound with the accusations against him a couple years ago without being charged with a crime. You know, I know that Rice wasn't charged with a crime, but he agreed, you know, he was, you know, he was some, you know, he was in the wrong, and nothing was truly done about it, and he'll be back on the field on September 21st.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, when you get a performance-enhancing, a drug and performance-enhancing suspension, I think you get 6 or 8 games. And, you know, look, I'm not comparing the two, so I don't want people to mistake how I'm talking about this, but Mike Vick obviously did his time in the justice system where he went to prison, but he also was out of the NFL. They took a very, very serious stance on that one. Again, I am not comparing the two at all, but if they took that kind of stance with that, I am absolutely shocked that they took the type of stance that they took on this one. That's all I'm trying to say. Again, not comparing the two at all, so I don't want people to get confused by what I'm saying here. I'm just trying to make a statement that they took that one very, very seriously, and along with what Jeff is saying, it's sort of like they took this one like a joke, and they gave him a slap on the wrist. 2 games instead of, you know, 6, 8, a year potentially, as some people were calling for. And to be honest with you, I would have had no issues at all if they were to have given him 8 games or a year. I think that you have to set a precedence, and you have to show people, look, this is the way we go about our business, and we are not going to stand for this type of stuff. But again, Roger Goodell, in what I would call one of the more shocking moves from him since he's taken over, because again, I know how much this guy likes to throw his weight around. I don't understand the 2-game suspension when it comes to Ray Rice and this situation. So I truly think that Ray Rice did everything in his power to make things look like on the surface that everything was okay, and that he's been working very hard. And I'm not going to say he hasn't been working hard, because I don't know Ray Rice, and I don't know his wife, and I don't know how they are on a norm. I know that what happened one time, just like everybody else. But I don't know this guy. I don't spend time with him. I don't go have coffee. I don't eat lunch with this guy. So I can't make a statement based on knowing the guy. I make a statement based on the actions that I've seen from the guy. So, and I will at least give him credit and say that, you know what, there's 53 guys in that locker room that know him very well. John Harbaugh knows him very well. So if they say he's a man of character, then they say he's a man of character, and I'm willing to give him another shot. But I think that the NFL dropped the ball and could have come down way harder on this guy and made a serious statement, Jeff. That's really the bottom line on this Ray Rice issue.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. You know, and it's difficult because I am a Cleveland Browns guy. So, you know, I almost wish that my words were weighted a little bit differently. You know, if this guy didn't play in the AFC North against a team that I grew up rooting for and things like that. So, but you know, and we've seen it. I mean, you know, just to put it in perspective, if not to necessarily compare the punishments that they've handed down, but Terrell Pryor got 5 games, right out of the gate in his rookie year for selling his, selling his college memorabilia, and then, you know, sort of circumventing the process then, or the supplemental draft. So, I mean, if that's worth 5 games, how much is knocking a female unconscious? So, you know, especially when you're trying to protect the shield. I think that of all the things that Goodell has done in his time to show that he won't tolerate this, this was just a huge step in the wrong direction, and it's sad, because I think that he was cleaning things up, and this just sets an awful precedent.
Yeah, again, my issue is not with Ray Rice. To be honest with you, Ray Rice, after doing something like he did, then you have to go and take steps. You go to counseling. There's a process. So I understand and I can accept that he's going through the process, but I think at the end of the day, who I'm upset with is I'm upset with the NFL and Roger Goodell for not making a harsher stance on this situation. Again, I can say it till I'm blue in the face. Ray Rice did everything right. He said everything right. He went out and he got the counseling. But at the end of the day, the NFL could have cracked the whip on this deal and made this very serious and made people aware of the fact that, like you said, you can't go around and you can't hit women. It's unacceptable. I mean, I guess that's the end of the road. It's unacceptable. And truthfully, it's unacceptable both ways. No woman should hit a man. No man should hit a woman. No man should actually hit a man unless you're in a boxing ring or a UFC fight or whatever. I mean, ultimately, the bottom line is this is an ugly situation that they really could have made a lot better. They chose not to. A two-game suspension is an absolute joke for the punishment or for the crime. The punishment does not fit the crime in this situation, and ultimately, I'm shocked at the way that Roger Goodell handled the situation. I hear the music. We're up against it, so keep it close. On the other side, we will finally get into the Byron Scott deal and some other things that are happening in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. J Rich Radio or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me. Talked to Mary Nemitz earlier in the program from ticksforcause.com. Truly the website with a heart. Get your tickets there. Donate to a charity of your choice. I don't think it gets any better than that. We've been talking a lot about the Ray Rice situation. If you want to get involved in the conversation, whatever's on your mind, it's always on our mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or hit Jeff up at J Rich Radio. Again, lots of things to talk about. Baseball in full throttle. Byron Scott just gets the deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. $17 million, 4 years. I'm wondering what took it so long to happen, but ultimately, Byron Scott is the coach. I don't know if it's a great job at this point. Maybe in the next 4 years it'll get better. We'll have to see. But Jeff, Byron Scott, officially the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, a 4-year deal, $17 million.
Well, I think this has been a long time in the making. Even when he was, when he was taking the Cleveland job back in 2010, he always had his eye on being the guy after Phil. You know, he's been a coach around the league. He's developed some good point guards. You know, Chris Paul. Going back to New Jersey, has worked with Jason Kidd. Even some limited time with Kyrie Irving in a bad situation in Cleveland. I think this is a good hire for the Lakers, but he's got to be patient. He's coached some bad teams before, so. This isn't going to be anything new to him. You look at the Lakers roster and you think, what does he have to work with? I mean, the best point guard on that roster, Jeremy Lin or Steve Nash?
At this point, I'd have to go with Lin. I mean, Nash is damaged goods, let's be honest. How many games will he play? That's the real question when you talk about Steve Nash at this point. His best days are well behind him. So I would say Jeremy Lin. And to be honest with you, I kind of like Jeremy Lin, to be honest with you. He's okay. So as far as that goes, they probably made that move when you think about it because they had a feeling that Steve Nash is not going to make it. Let's be honest. They know, they finally realize now after having him that he's damaged goods and he won't be playing a full season. So they need to get a guy like Jeremy Lin in there because Steve Nash is going to go down at some point.
That's true. It's true. And, you say damaged goods. You got Kobe Bryant coming off the injury. You got Carlos Boozer, who's just hasn't been the same since he left Utah. And you really wonder if Nick Young, if this is still Nick Young's team. And that's a crazy thought, considering that he was just a role player with Washington Wizards and, really everywhere he's been since USC. So, I just looked through this Lakers roster. I just wonder what Mitch Kupchak's going to do. Obviously, the Lakers have that Showtime appeal, especially with bringing back Byron Scott. That Magic Johnson, is forever an ambassador to that organization. So, I expect there to be some rough times for Byron Scott out of the gate, but, nothing he didn't experience with the Hornets, the Nets, and the Cavaliers. So he's got his dream job. Let's see how he takes the ball and runs with it.
And I think a huge piece to this puzzle was the fact that Kobe Bryant, who played with Byron Scott during his rookie season, endorsed him very, very highly. And this is the quote from Kobe Bryant. He says, "He was my rookie mentor when I first came into the league," Bryant said. "So I had to do things like get his donuts and run errands for him and things like that. We've had a tremendously close relationship throughout the years, so obviously I know him extremely well. He knows me extremely well. I've always been a fan of his." So with that kind of endorsement from Kobe Bryant, I think that it was almost impossible for the Lakers to go in any different direction. Let's be honest. At this point, they need to make Kobe Bryant a little bit happy because that is the face of their franchise. Whether he's kind of at the end of his career or not, they have done some very interesting things over the past few seasons with quick decisions in making, coaching decisions, going out and, buying players. As we can go as far back as what they did with Gary Payton, Karl Malone and whatnot, and just making some very, very bad player personnel decisions. So I actually find it a little bit refreshing that they took their time a little bit with this one, didn't rush into anything, but ultimately I think they gave the job to the right guy, Jeff.
Oh, I think so, too. And, you know, and if for no other reason that the candidate pool, you know, everybody had taken other jobs except for maybe George Carl. You know, I know that Lionel Hollins got a job, and, you know, whether it be an associate head coach or a, you know, head coaching position. But, we talked about Kobe Bryant being somewhat on the back nine of his career. Do you see Byron Scott entrusting him as, you know, maybe an associate head coach or an assistant coach on the floor of any sort? Does Kobe strike you as the type of person that might want to coach when he's done playing, you know, especially in the wake of Jason Kidd going right from an NBA bench to a head coaching job, and Derek Fisher the same in New York? Do you think that that's in Kobe's DNA, that he wants to be that guy, or do you think when he retires from the game he's just going to kind of take a back seat from the spotlight?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think like every player, he's going to need some time to just kind of get away from the game, but I mean, look, this game has been such a big part of his life that it'd be hard just to walk away. I mean, for the most part, you know, these guys that have been ambassadors of this ball game, Dr. J, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, you know, guys, MJ, you name it, man. The guys who have been very, very key in the growth of this game, and Kobe's one of those guys as well. He's been involved in the growth of this game globally, just a big part of the NBA. So I would find it hard to believe that he would just walk away from the game. I think he'll be involved to some capacity. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be in the coaching roles, but as far as being maybe an ambassador for the game and trying to get more global recognition for the NBA, yeah, I think that Kobe could be a pretty good guy to have endorse the NBA even when he's no longer playing. So I don't know if it's in a coaching role or what, but I do think that he will continue to try to grow the game and try to help the NBA in any way, shape, or form. I mean, truthfully, if they don't, I mean, it's a little bit selfish because the NBA has given these guys so much. So I think it's a way that they can give back. Again, I don't know if it's a coaching role or some role, but I do think that Kobe will stay involved some way, shape, or form, Jeff.
Yeah, and I think that as his play is dissipated a little bit, that he's, that my opinion on him has evolved, because, most Kobe news we get these days is quips and quotes and off the floor stuff, and how much it just kills him. What do you think of this Carlos Boozer move? Do you think that helps them at all, or is this just taking advantage of a situation, trying to sell tickets by getting the guy that was a max player for Chicago? You know, they obviously got the amnesty player discount. I frankly haven't seen much from Carlos Boozer, and I think that most Chicago Bull fans would agree that Carlos Boozer is almost a liability, and anything that he gives the Lakers is basically going to be them winning with house money.
Look, I mean, Carlos Boozer is for the most part a liability on defense for sure. He can still score. I mean, look, he's going to get you some points. He'll get you some rebounds, but on the defensive side of the ball, he's going to be in trouble just about every single night and put them at a disadvantage on that side of the ball. So he's limited at this point in what he can and can't do and how he can help them. But ultimately, like you said, it was just a move somewhat out of desperation, but also a way to get somewhat of a bargain, if you will, because, like I said, he still can help you offensively. Defensively, he's a nightmare. But truthfully, just a move to get somewhat of a name in there, probably. But the Lakers are in trouble, man. Well, let's be honest. I don't think they have a winning plan right now. So the deck is definitely stacked up against them. It's a very, very interesting roster when you really think about it. I nobody on that roster scares me. So I think it's just one of those cases where Byron Scott has his hands full with this whole thing, but maybe in the next 2, 3, 4 years he can turn it around. Otherwise, you know what? in 3 or 4 years, they're going to be looking for another coach too. I mean, it's just one of those things. So we'll see how it all shakes out. He gets his dream job, but at the end of the day, we'll find out if the Lakers can kind of turn things around. Speaking of turning things around, NFL, man, I don't know about you, but camps are back. Guys are getting out there. It's really fun to watch guys make rosters and guys really throw it all out there on the line. I don't know how you feel, but I really, really enjoy watching the preseason and seeing who becomes the 53rd guy on the roster, or the 50th man on the roster. We know who the starters are. We know all that stuff. But this is the time where somebody that we didn't expect is going to go out and make a roster, Jeff.
Oh, of course. You know, and the battle for the battle for the final 53 is always interesting. You know, right here in Phoenix, or in Arizona, you're always talking about that receiver that can play special teams, that fullback that's good on punt coverage. I mean, you know, it takes a lot more than this game is a lot more than 11 on 11 on both sides of the ball. You got to have the special teams guys. I mean, we've seen special teams turn the tide of complete seasons. I remember back to the beginning of I don't know if I want to call it a dynasty, but the Patriots' great run. I mean, it was all based on winning games with special teams and defense. And that's the type of NFL I like. It's become the game's become such a passing league. A lot of points have been scored. There's a very thin line between the ridiculousness of high octane college football and what the NFL has become, just because they've done so much to protect the offenses. So I like watching defenses. I don't know that I'm so excited. I'd be lying to you if I told you I was really excited about the 53rd guy on the roster. But when players change teams or they get drafted to a new team, it's interesting to see how they learn the system. In the case of the Browns, they got a new coach for the third time in 3 years. So, it'll be interesting to see how, Cleveland Brown football plays out. And, in any training camp across the league, especially when you got new personnel, whether it be at a high profile position or with the head coach itself.
Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom line is, the NFL is king. We can't get enough of it, man. I love watching these guys play, throw it all out there on the line. I think it'll be interesting. There's a few things I'm really looking forward to. Obviously, the way that the Packers come back from their year last year with Aaron Rodgers obviously being injured and whatnot. I'm interested to see how Chip Kelly and does in his second go around with the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of things that I'd like to check out and see. I know I'm up against it with the break, and I hear the music in the background. So on the other side, we're going to wrap this thing up. But so much happening in the sports world. I mean, like I said, the NFL's here, man. If you're not geeked up about watching NFL football and seeing those guys on Sunday, there's something wrong with you. But I love it. Jeff loves it. Most people do. And I can't wait to see it. So keep it close. One final segment here in this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufactured. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, CEO and founder of Ticks for Cause, for joining us each and every week here. Talk about their site, their mission, and then obviously we feature a charity of the week with Mary each and every week. Also, got to thank my man Jeff Rich, as he hangs with me each and every week for at least this hour, Jeff. So I really appreciate you taking time out with me each and every week. I want to get to a couple of things before we get out of here. I'm just going to throw you a few things. Geno Smith expects to be a top five quarterback in this league soon. Can he do it?
It's going to be a challenge. For no other reason than the competition level. To be a top five quarterback, it means you're better than 27 other starting quarterbacks in this league. And I don't know that I've seen it from Geno Smith yet. I mean, I think that he really flew in Dana Holgerson's system at West Virginia, and I don't know that the Jets can create an offense for him that's going to work. And I don't know if he can take the beating that he's going to see in the AFC East over the next couple of years.
Jordy Nelson gets the deal from the Green Bay Packers, not quite $10 million, but very satisfied in the deal. How big of a year do you think Jordy Nelson has?
I think he has a huge year every year. I think he's one of the more overrated players in the league. It really struck me the other day to find out that he's never been to a Pro Bowl, and then I think that kind of hurt him in his mission for the big money contract. But Jordy Nelson's really a player I'd love to have on my roster any day of the week.
Final one for you. Do Tampa Bay trade Price, or do they keep him now that they've gotten themselves back in the mix?
Oh, they're keeping him. They're keeping him. Joe Madden said that they're going for it, and they're certainly going for it. I think they've demonstrated it very well.
Jeff, thanks a lot for your time this hour. We'll obviously we'll catch up with you here in a few moments, but appreciate your time this hour. Keep it close. A ton of things to talk about. Fred Wallen on the horizon, as well as Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports. Keep it close. One more hour right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Hamas Islamist militants have agreed to a 24-hour humanitarian truce in their conflict with Israel in the Gaza Strip. A spokesman for the group said on Sunday, hours after fighting between the sides resumed, an Israeli official said the truce was being reviewed. At least 36 people were killed in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi, many of them civilians, in clashes between Libyan special forces and Islamist militants on Saturday night and Sunday morning. That's according to medical and security sources. The United States evacuated its embassy in Libya on Saturday. According to fire officials, a wildfire forced the evacuation of more than 500 homes and about 1,200 residents in a rural area east of the California state capital, Sacramento, on Saturday, a day after the blaze broke out. The fire is centered about 5 miles north of the town of Plymouth and 30 miles east of Sacramento in north central California. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Okay, so you own a business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash for any business purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. This is by far the fastest and best business loan you can possibly get. Call 1-800-684-5434 now.
Fighting around the site of the Malaysian airliner downed in Ukraine prevented a visit by international experts on Sunday, although Malaysia said separatists had agreed to allow in international police and investigators. President Barack Obama has been appealing to Central American leaders to help stem the influx of children illegally crossing the U.S. border, White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president told the visiting leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador he needs help spreading the word families shouldn't send youngsters on a perilous trek north that for most will end in deportation sooner or later.
All of us recognize that we have a shared responsibility to address this problem.
But he also said Congress must give him more resources to handle the border surge. Lawmakers are bickering over how much cash is needed and if rules need changing. But with the August recess looming, Obama told reporters we need action and less talk. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house,
we
are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
While the radical Islamic State of Iraq and Syria have captured large portions of Iraq, a former libertarian presidential candidate says with the current Mexican-U.S. border crisis, North America is an easy target for terrorists.
In recent weeks, news reports have been littered with images of starving, sickly children coming across the southern border looking for food and a place to live. Wayne Allen Root, who is also author of The Murder of the Middle Class, says as awful as the crisis is, there could be even greater issues as Muslim terrorist cells could be crossing the border.
Al-Qaeda isn't stupid. The Taliban aren't stupid. As a matter of fact, they're brilliant war strategists. And I guarantee that they know the same thing that we've known for weeks now. The border is completely open and vulnerable. Anyone can walk across.
Recent evidence of Qurans and prayer rugs found at the border support the claims of Root and others concerned about the growing threat of terrorists crossing the border, determined to destroy the U.S. I'm Russ Jones.
A federal judge on Saturday overturned Washington, D.C.'s ban on carrying handguns outside the home, saying it was unconstitutional. Judge Frederick Scullin added to his 19-page ruling, stating, quote, the court finds that the District of Columbia's complete ban on the carrying of handguns in public is unconstitutional, end quote. The court ordered the city to allow residents to carry handguns outside their homes and to let non-residents carry them as well. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in La La Land. Byron Scott, the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And that guy Clayton Kershaw just continues to dominate. Fourth complete game of the season. Much to the chagrin of my man Fred Wallen, who said in the beginning of the year when they went to Australia that they may have ruined this guy and he'll never be the same, and Don Mattingly's a great batting coach and this and that and the other. That's not me talking, obviously. That's my guy Fred Wallen talking in Southern California. He's a lot closer to the situation, but sometimes when you're that close to the situation, you have a tendency to overreact quite a bit. Fred, Clayton Kershaw seems to be pretty dominant so far, man.
I never said his career's over. I just said that he got hurt in Australia, and he did. He missed the first month of the season, and Don Mattingly is only a good batting coach. He's a horrendous manager, and in pure talent, the Dodgers should beat the Giants by 10 games. In the standings, they won't, because Mattingly is not a good manager, and he's made enemies with Matt Kemp. They deal Kemp, that'd be insane.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's always interesting there in La La Land. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. A lot of things to talk about. NFL football, tons of things. They're back in camp. Obviously, Major League Baseball in full throttle. So a ton of things to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back on the other side, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
La, la, la. Why does consultant Jack Carey stay at La Quinta? Because only La Quinta sends Jack a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So Jack knows exactly when he can check in and tune up for his big presentation. And when Jack's all tuned up, you know what happens?
Well done, Jack.
And
incredible work.
Presentation perfection.
His clients sing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert, only at LaQuinta.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, in the open, we obviously talked a lot about the Los Angeles Lakers. Well, not necessarily we didn't talk about it a lot, but we mentioned it. The Lakers, Clayton Kershaw. You briefly spoke about Clayton Kershaw and whatnot. And look, at the end of the day, he's a great pitcher. We all know that. Early in the season, whatever happened, for whatever reason, first of all, they probably shouldn't even be playing those games in Australia, but that's a whole other story. On the other hand, Byron Scott, now the Los Angeles Lakers head coach, 4 years, $17 million, a very, very good endorsement from his friend, a guy that he mentored in Kobe Bryant. I think they got the right guy for the job, especially when I look at the list of candidates that they brought in there to interview. I like the choice of Byron Scott very much so, but I think his back is up against it. The Los Angeles Lakers have a roster that is definitely challenged. So your thoughts about the hire of Byron Scott, is it good? What's the outlook? Do they have any game plan of winning? How do you see it getting done, Fred?
Well, I don't think it matters who's coaching the team. You said it. I mean, their talent is below normal, below the average club in the NBA. They're lucky to win the 27 games they won last season. He's not worse than Mike D'Antoni, but it doesn't matter who's coaching him. I mean, even Phil Jackson wouldn't win more than 35 games with this team. So it doesn't matter. I mean, Jim Buss has so destroyed the club that it's ridiculous. You got a 40-year-old point guard in Steve Nash. You've got Nick Swaggy Dog, who can't play any defense. They are in a mess, and folks in Southern California had better understand that. And unless Buss steps aside soon, they're going to be in a mess for a long time. Now, If they get rid of Jeremy Lin after this year, they'll have some more money to go after free agency next year and the year after that. But if it's with Jim Buss, it's not going to matter because they'll make mistake after mistake. I would be very – I have not seen the number in Vegas, but I'm sure it's around 30, maybe 31, 32. They won't win 30 or 31 games. They'll win fewer games this year than they won last. That's not Byron Scott's fault. And so, in fact, he's making the $17 million, or I guess the last year is not guaranteed, but let's say he's making $13 million. It's hard to turn that kind of money down, but as far as his career resume is concerned – if they fire him after 2 years, it's not going to look good, but it's not going to be his fault. They just don't have any talent.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my thought about the whole thing is you know, they did something a little different when they hired Byron Scott. They didn't actually make a snap-foo decision. They took their time, which is something that they haven't done in recent years, whether it be player personnel moves or coaching moves. In general, they've made a lot of quick, fast, poor decisions, to be honest with you. And they took their time a little bit here with Byron Scott and, you know, had everybody scratching their head, to be honest with you, when they took their time on this one, because it was the move, ultimately, to me, that made the most sense. But I really think they have themselves a lot of work ahead of them, and I second your emotion. Byron Scott may be the head coach this year, may be the head coach next year, but if they continue in this downward spiral, he's going to be the guy, the scapegoat, no matter what, even if their roster has little to no talent. With that being said, I actually like the signing of Jeremy Lin, knowing that Steve Nash will not play a full season. I've learned that from you. I've learned that from watching the guy play. His body has definitely broken down. I actually think Jeremy Lin is a pretty decent signing. So in your humble estimation, out of all these awful moves that they've made, what's the move you like the most out of their offseason moves?
Well, I guess Lin, because I think he will start at point guard. And because, again, Nash won't last very long. And if you don't like him, you get rid of him after the season, and you got some money to invest in free agency next year and the year after. So if they can afford, I think he's making $15 million. If they seem to be able to afford that. So if they can afford the $15 million that he's making, I think Lin's probably the best deal. I don't like most of the other ones. I just sort of can't believe Jordan Hill's okay. I mean, he can play some defense for you. So, I mean, that one's not bad. But, I mean, most of them are just horrendous. And they're in a situation where they put themselves in a bind. I mean, they are. If this were, I don't know, one of the bottom feeders in the league, people would be laughing right now. Well, if you're a Laker fan, you're not laughing. The NBA's not laughing because, obviously, you want the Knicks and the Lakers and the Celtics to be strong clubs, and right now the Knicks, the Lakers, and the Celtics are not strong clubs.
Yeah, no, I mean 100%. They all are struggling. Teams that have historically been playoff contenders, and furthermore, the Lakers obviously title contenders. So this is definitely a shock to the system. How much of this do you think Kobe Bryant had to do with? Ultimately, Fred, with the hiring of Byron Scott?
Well, I think a lot because they're friends. I mean, they played together. And I think at this point, Buss Jr. and Kupchak don't want any more problems. And they want Kobe to shut up and just act like he said a couple weeks ago. They're trying, and I'm happy with the work that they've done, which, of course, is BS. But at least he said that. And if they had hired the wrong guy, in Kobe's mind, he wouldn't be saying that. So from that aspect, it was okay. But again, I'm going to repeat, it really doesn't matter who is coaching the Lakers. You could have Bill Sharman. You could have Red Auerbach. It doesn't matter. This team's not going to win a lot of games because the talent level on this team is below average. I mean, and they only won 27 games last year. Why would you presume they win more than that this year? I mean, well, Kobe's going to play more than six games, I guess. Okay, but he's going to dominate the ball. He's going to make enemies on the club. And who knows, you know, at his age, you know, he's not up to Nash's age, 36 versus 40, but how many games can a 36-year-old play at, you know, 35 minutes a game or so? So
if there's one thing, though, Fred, if there's one thing about Kobe Bryant we cannot question the guy's work ethic.
Sure.
He's battled back from injuries before. And if I remember correctly, you know, a couple of years ago when he came back from that Achilles or whatever it was, he actually looked better for a while. He was jumping better. He was more explosive. So if there is a guy that can come back from an injury, I would definitely say Kobe Bryant is that guy. He'll put in the work, he'll put in the rehab, and he'll do whatever he's got to do to be able to compete at a very, very high level, first and foremost, because the guy has too much pride not to, Fred.
No, I agree. I mean, nobody's going to knock his desire to come back. Nobody's knocking Steve Nash's desire to come back. It's just age. I mean, it's just a factor, and there's no question about that.
I would disagree on that, though. I think in Steve Nash's case, I almost feel like he's lost a little bit of the desire to play the game. You know, I think he's had it in his mind several times. You know, maybe I should retire. Maybe I should call it quits. My back won't do this for me. Whereas I think that Kobe Bryant still has that desire to win and go out there and be the best. So I think they're a little different in that respect. I'm not saying that Steve Nash is not a fierce competitor, because I am. Steve Nash is a you know, he's an MVP of this league. So he obviously has it or had it at one point. But ultimately, at this point, like you said, his body's given out on him, whereas I still think that Kobe Bryant's body will not be giving out on him. Anyways, I do hear the music. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich and talk to him about some of the things that are happening in the sports world. So keep it close. Tons and tons of things to talk about. If you want to get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Keep it close. On the other side, Jeff Rich hanging out with Fred Wallen and the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ, where it's overcast today. Actually, nice and cool, to be honest with you, Fred. Been kind of drizzling a little bit here and there. Temperature's down a little bit, so I may get out and enjoy something outdoors here after we're done on the program. But a little bit of a rarity right now, especially at this time of the year for us, because usually it's 100 and stupid out there, and we're trying to figure out how to get in shade and stay cool. But a ton of things happening in the sports world. We're going to pick up Jeff Rich here in just a moment. One thing I want to ask you, Fred, real quickly before we do hook up with Jeff. The other night, Puig had the three triples, a double, what was in search of history, obviously, you know, missed that last opportunity, a flyout to center field, but unbelievable game by him the other day, Fred.
Friday night, yeah. The Dodgers win the first two games in San Francisco tonight on ESPN. Sunday night on ESPN, of course, you've got the Giants against the Dodgers again, and which I don't understand one thing. I mean, Jake Peavy at one point was a darn good pitcher in the National League, and he's been an okay pitcher in the American League, except this year he's a horrendous pitcher in the American League. His ERA is almost 5. He's starting Sunday night against the Dodgers, against Ryu, who's very solid on the road. So Dodgers, a favorite on the road to sweep the series against San Francisco. So we'll see how that works out. For the folks listening on Monday, you'll know if we are correct or incorrect in the analysis. But let me say this. You mentioned before the Don Mattingly thing. I'm not a fan of Don Mattingly. I don't think he's a good manager. I think there are certain guys who are just, you know, are just coaches. I mean, they're not going to ever be really good managers. He's not a thinker. He's not going to think ahead. And assuredly, you don't make an enemy with Matt Kemp. And obviously, he's made an enemy with Matt Kemp. I'm not arguing if he can play center field or not play center field at this point, but you don't embarrass the guy. These guys have major league egos. You do not embarrass these guys. If the Dodgers are forced to deal Matt Kemp away, that's insane, because sometimes after the kind of surgery he had in his knee and his ankle, it takes a year or two to come back. So what happens if next year he's hitting 40 home runs for somebody else because Don Mattingly, who you can live without, doesn't get along with Matt Kemp, who you really can't live without? And assuredly, again, if they don't re-sign Hanley Ramirez after this year, and who knows if they will or not, they need another right-handed bat. So the point I'm trying to make is I'll take Kemp over Mattingly anytime, left field, center field, or right field. Mattingly's got to be brighter. I just don't think that. I think the Dodgers had a horrendous offseason. They make the deal with Time Warner Cable. Everybody gets blacked out in Southern California, and they re-sign to an extension Don Mattingly. There's no reason to do that. There are enough good baseball people out there that you didn't have to take the pressure from Mattingly and cave. And I think they did cave to Don Mattingly, and that was a mistake.
Well, let's get an outside perspective on this, and let's jump to Jeff Rich, who joins us each and every week. First, Jeff, tell people how they can check you out. Obviously, thank you for joining us, but I want your input on what you think is going on there with the Los Angeles Dodgers. If Fred is overreacting, Don Mattingly, is he that bad? The relationship with Kemp. I mean, look, I agree with you on that one, Fred. Kemp's more important because he's making plays in the field than Don Mattingly, who's sitting on the bench. But, Jeff, first tell everybody how they can check you out and then voice your opinion on the Los Angeles Dodgers situation.
Hey, first of all, good morning, guys. Everybody can get me on Twitter, at JRichRadio, and the website launched last Monday, July 21st, CFBRoundtable.com. We've got about 8 to 10 features a day about college football, but you know me, I like to talk about any and all sports, so if you follow me on Twitter, you get a taste of a little bit of everything.
Los Angeles Dodgers, look, they're in first place. Fred's acting like they're in last place. They've only got a half a game lead. He feels they're 10 games better than the Giants if they can, you know, obviously with their talent, and I'm talking about the Dodgers. But ultimately, is it as bad as Fred thinks it is for the Los Angeles Dodgers? Is Don Mattingly really that bad? Is Kemp that important, I guess?
Kemp is that important. I've believed since they were talking about you know, pink slipping him last spring before they had the surge last June, that Don Mattingly is not a very good manager. You know, it's just that legacy of Joe Torre that was passed down, and that's why he has a job. Dodgers should be performing a lot better. But having said all of that, all they got to be is one game better than the Dodgers on the last day of the season, and you know, and they're in the tournament, and you know, this is a team that should be competing for and winning World Series. So the fact that they're struggling to keep afloat in the NL West, you know, like you said, they are in first place. I don't see Jake Peavy's first start with the Giants going very well. So you know, they're on the verge of potentially sweeping the Dodgers sweeping the Giants in their own house. So I don't think there's a ton to worry about. I mean, there's a lot of peripheral stuff, as Fred mentioned. The Time Warner deal is a mess for the Dodgers, and Matt Kemp is you know, a guy that came up through the Dodger system. So I think that he's earned himself a little more respect than the organization might be giving him at this point. And they need to do whatever they can to salvage that relationship.
All right, let's keep in the National League, but let's get away from La La Land. And let's go to the National League East, where, you know, there may be a changing of the guard here. Washington Nationals now in first place over Atlanta by a game and a half. I guess my question is this just something that was about, you know, was it just a matter of time? Fred, you first, Washington on top of that division now, Atlanta in second place, game and a half back. Was this just a matter of time?
Well, Strasburg is not Strasburg. He's not the Strasburg of a couple of years ago. So I don't think it was a matter of time. I think, you know, if you take a look at the two teams, I keep waiting for Atlanta to start hitting. It's a big ballpark. I don't question that. But if you take a look at the 30 teams in baseball, Atlanta near the bottom in a lot of the numbers. And to me, that's hard to believe. Big ballpark or no, I keep waiting for them to start waking up. So I don't know. I think it'll be a good race to the end as far as that division is concerned. And again, maybe Strasburg will come back the second half. But off of what I've seen, I mean, he's lost quite a bit. I mean, he's no longer the overpowering guy he was a couple years ago. Again, the Tommy John thing. Sometimes it takes time to come back, and who knows? I mean, Jordan Zimmermann is, you know, has become the ace, but and Gonzalez is pitching well. But the point is, no, I think it'll be a very close race to the end in that division.
Jeff, your thoughts about the Nationals atop that division this far into the season, and then also, you know, I personally think, you know, it was a matter of time before they were able to get things done. And I only mean that because I like the way that they've done, how they've been able to get better each and every year. I think they've done it the right way. Your thoughts about the Nationals, Jeff?
Well, the Nationals lived at the top of the draft for a while. That enabled them to get Harper and Strasburg in back-to-back years. And, I think that it's not so much about the individuals as it is about the depth with the Nationals. They play a lot better at home than they do on the road. And I think that it's just I think it's like Fred said, it's just Atlanta's offense turning it on and surging ahead. I think that Atlanta is ultimately the better team. You know, Washington, you know, I while I don't see them winning the East, I think that they might be in play for a wild card, but I got to see Washington play a little bit better away from Nationals Park to really believe in them, and you know, I think that, you know, they're just taking advantage of Atlanta being in a slump offensively right now. So this is a division that I definitely see going to Atlanta, but you never know. You never know. I mean, you know, injuries happen and things like that. So, but it, you know, as long as the Nationals rotation keeps it up, I mean, you know, we didn't even mention Doug Pfister, who's 9-2 going into his start on Sunday against.
Yeah.
So.
Good point. Very good point. And let's keep it in the National League one more time. We've only got a couple minutes left, and we'll hit the Central, where my Milwaukee Brewers are still on top of that division. 3-game lead. They seem to have weathered the storm. They went in a very, very bad downward trend there before the All-Star game. Seem to have weathered it up a little bit. 7-3 in their last 10 ball games. A 3-game lead. Could have had a chance to make it 4 yesterday. Let one slip away, but K-Rod couldn't close the deal for them. St. Louis 3 games back. Pittsburgh 4 games. Cincinnati 6 games. This is going to be a race, but I'm hoping that my Milwaukee Brewers can hang on. Fred, real quickly, in 30 seconds or less, your thoughts about the Central, and then we'll jump to Jeff real quick.
I like St. Louis or Pittsburgh, and the Cardinals aren't necessarily playing well, but I think in the end their pitching will can dominate, and Pittsburgh's got so much talent in the outfield. So I don't think Milwaukee can hold on. I'll take Pittsburgh or St. Louis ahead of Milwaukee at the end of the 162 games. Jeff, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know about Pittsburgh though. They, you know, they play really well at PNC. You know, they're a lot like the Nationals. Play really well at home. A lot of young pitching, a lot of depth. You know, their offense seems to click. But you know, St. Louis just has that it factor. And it's until we go, you know, go into an off season where we're talking about the St. Louis Cardinals not getting it done, I have to believe that they're the team to beat in that division.
Yeah, I would agree with you. They're the team to beat. But at this point, the Brew Crew still on top of the division. They got through that tough part where they dropped a bunch of games, let everybody back in. Seems like they've got their mojo back. And I would hope that they can just have a real strong finish and put themselves in a position to do well in the postseason. Jeff, I hear the music. Appreciate you taking time out with us. One more time, how people can catch up with you and check you out.
Hey, let's do it on Twitter at JRichRadio, and the website is cfbroundtable.com.
Appreciate it, Jeff, as always. We'll hook up with you next week, man. Have a great day.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Jeff Rich, who joins us each and every week here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. Fred and I are going to continue duking out sports. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits.
and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, we got through that National League pretty well with Jeff Rich. Let's go to the American League, where it's definitely interesting in the American League East. Baltimore now on top of that division, three games over the Yankees and Toronto. Tampa Bay has catapulted themselves back. They're now 6.5 games back. Unbelievable what's going on in that division. Boston not quite out of it yet either. 10.5 games back, but probably on the outside looking in. Tampa Bay, though, really making a rush. They've won 9 straight games, 9-1 in their last 10. Is that the team that you'd be looking out for in the American League East?
I don't know, but Thursday, of course, the trading deadline. And if you're Tampa Bay, you can't obviously deal David Price at this point. The team playing so well, they put themselves in such a big hole that they'd have to play 800 baseball the rest of the way actually to win it, I think. But they have a shot because their pitching, you know, is beyond Price. I mean, Cobb is good. Archer's good. I mean, they've got a shot to do very well and maybe sneak into the second wild card. Again, it's going to be tough for them to win the division. They put themselves in such a hole in the first half of the season where they were 15 games under 500 or some number like that. So I think they're very well managed by Joe Maddon, former Angel coach. And again, I mean, Price is up there with Sale and Kershaw is the three best lefties in baseball, but they can't deal them away. I mean, there's no question about that.
Yeah, I would find it very hard for them to deal them away at this point. 9 straight games, gotten themselves back into the mix, at least the conversation, if you will. 6.5 games back of Baltimore. Anything's possible. Let's be honest. Like you said, like I've said before, it's sports. You never can predict what's going to happen. But if there is a team that could come back, would Tampa Bay be that kind of a team, Fred?
Well, they have the pitching. Pitching dominates, so I mean, from that aspect, and they've got a very good manager, so probably yes. Their offense isn't great, but pitching does dominate. Pitching gets you where you have to go, and they have the manager, so yeah, it's possible. And I don't think Baltimore's overwhelming in any aspect. I mean, they're okay. They don't have dominating pitching, well managed by Buck, but they're not a dominating club. There's no team in that division that's dominating. Yankees certainly have lost so much pitching that they're not going to win it. The Red Sox aren't going to win it. So it's probably Tampa Bay or Baltimore. But again, if you put yourself in a hole where you're minus 15, you're minus 15 in wins and losses in the first half of the season, and put yourself in such a mathematical hole, that's awfully tough. I mean, you'd have to go into a run like the Dodgers had last year, something like 42-8, to actually have some thoughts of winning that division. But again, anything is possible. Baltimore could go into a funk, and we'll see how that works out.
The Central Division, a little bit easier to talk about. It's pretty much Detroit and then everybody else. Kansas City making, you know, a nice push. They're a few games over 500. Good to see that. It's kind of been a long time since they've been a decent ball club, let's be honest. Cleveland last year kind of overachieved probably to a certain degree. They're 7.5 games back. The Sox, they've never really quite been able to figure it out. And then Minnesota in the tank there. This is Detroit's division, without a doubt. They just have to be motivated enough to go out there and just, you know, obviously win their division so that they do get into the postseason without having to be a wild card. But I look at it as Detroit is just kind of cruising through it. And I almost think that, like Atlanta last year, where they were kind of in cruise control mode for much of the season, that may wind up not being such a good thing for them come postseason, Fred.
Well, again, I think another key is Verlander, who's not the Verlander of a couple years ago. He's lost a few miles an hour on the fastball. He's had, what, 6 consecutive years of more than 200 innings, so it's going to, you know, tire any arm out. On Saturday night, I saw him against the Angels, not dominating at all, and they lose that game 4-0 to the Angels. But I think that's a key, obviously. Scherzer is certainly a top-notch pitcher. There's a little question about that. Smiley's good. They're going to win that division, I think, going away. And then, of course, there's the Oakland Angels race in the American League West.
That was where I was going next. I mean, look, Oakland, 2 games ahead of Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, who have definitely underachieved. This year, finally putting things together to a certain degree, Fred, they're going to battle this thing out. Who's going to get it done, Oakland or the LA Angels of Anaheim?
Well, you know, I was one of the few people when they made the deal. Jason Hamill's not a great pitcher, and his first 3 starts have been horrendous for the A's. So people were saying, hey, that was the greatest deal in the world. Shamarza is a good pitcher. I don't know if Hamill is. I think probably the Angels, but I think neither team has, you know, people say Oakland's got dominating pitching. I don't see it as dominating pitching. I think it's okay pitching, good pitching. The Angels, the same thing. I mean, CJ is just average. He's a third or fourth starter in most rotations. Weaver doesn't throw hard enough to be a number one. Garrett Richards is their number one pitcher, and he is dominating. Santiago is okay. Neither team has dominating pitching. I think it'll go down to the very end. I'll tell you, and a lot of it has to do maybe the health of Josh Hamilton. I mean, he's out now again. How many games did he miss this year? How many games did he missed over the last few years? I mean, they're paying him $25 million a year times 5. And is he going to give them a full season at some point? It's not going to be this year, assuredly. I think he's going to be a key. I think if he can come back and have a good last 60 games, the Angels probably will win it. But who knows if he'll come back? I mean, who knows what he'll do for that club? Obviously, Trout right now, I think, is odds on to win MVP, second the last couple of years. Trout is, the best player in baseball. They're fun to watch. The A's are fun to watch. The A's are very well managed and very well and management. The A's has done a really good job. Other than, I don't think Hamill necessarily would be the answer as a second starter, but Bean is doing a tremendous job up there. I think in the end, the Angels will win it.
You know, it's interesting when you look at those two ball clubs, they're the most consistent ball clubs in the entire Major League Baseball. Obviously very dominant at home, but they're also over 500 on the road as well. And, you know, I've always been one of those guys that says you got to be able to win on the road, especially in the postseason. So with that being said, I think either one of these teams could cause a lot of trouble in postseason play. They can win on the road. They can get that big hit when they need it. they're dominant at home, so it's very difficult to see anybody beating them, but it does happen there too. But what I'm trying to say is they're so good and so evenly balanced, whether it's home or on the road, that I truthfully think that Oakland and the Angels both could make a very, very serious push come postseason play.
Oh, they could, but I don't think if you take their five pitchers and just take the top three, I don't think necessarily they have got three dominating type hurlers. And I think, like the other team in Southern California, the Dodgers, I mean, in San Diego too, but the Dodgers would have more dominating pitching, 1, 2, and 3, obviously, with Kershaw, Greinke, and Ryu. I don't think any team in baseball has that. That's what you need in the playoffs. I think you need dominating pitching more than anything because pitching takes over. And so, again, Mattingly or no Mattingly, I think the Dodgers have the best team. But can the Angels and the A's go far? Yeah. I mean, certainly they can. But I don't think they're dominating pitching at the top. And I think very few teams have. I don't think any team has the dominating pitching Dodgers have at the top, 1, 2, and 3.
Fred, as far as a move that you could see happening come trade deadline, is there something that some team should go out and grab, or is it pretty much that you're just going to go and do what you got with what you have at this point?
Well, I mean, if you can get somebody at a fair price, you get it. I mean, obviously, a lot of it has to do with injuries or who you might not have on your club right about now. But again, the David Price thing is not going to happen. When you win 9 in a row, I mean, your fans would go nuts. Not that they draw that well anyways, but in Tampa. But you can't deal David Price. You can have him next year and do the same thing. And if you're out of it, then you can deal him. But you're not going to deal a David Price. Like, you're looking around baseball. Who needs what? I don't know. Phillies certainly could go on a garage sale. I mean, yeah. The Phillies certainly out of it. I mean, Chase Utley can play. Rollins can play. Howard is not playing. But, I mean, you know, those three guys certainly could be wanted by somebody. I mean, Utley's an all-star. So, and Rollins is still good, and Howard is still good. So, I mean, somebody could take one of the Phillies players and certainly do some good with those guys. And the Phillies certainly would ask for and deserve some top-notch talent in the farm system. So you have to find clubs that have a strong enough farm system to give up top-notch players in the farm system for players like Rollins, Utley, or Howard at first base for the Phillies.
Sure. Here, Fred, and I know you're a historian to a certain degree, and you're definitely an old-school guy. You like the 1-0 game and whatnot. And, you know, when you talk about the Hall of Fame, it looks like, you know, this, you know, in Cooperstown, it's going to be a party for the Atlanta Braves. You know, you have Maddox, Glavine, and Cox all being inducted into the Hall of Fame to be honored in Cooperstown. I really remember those teams, to be honest with you, with those guys. The Braves would always get there. Through the 90s, they were just a powerhouse, and those were the three guys that were really instrumental in that. How cool is it for them to all be honored at the same time?
No, it's for Atlanta, it's fantastic. And if you really want to extend it, I mean, Torrey played more for St. Louis, but he also played for Atlanta, and La Russa played a little bit for Atlanta. So if you're thinking about it, five of the six guys played at least a little bit for the Atlanta Braves. So it's a celebration in Atlanta, no question. And I watch the Hall of Fame sometimes. I mean, I go way back with it. I mean, and it's such an honor for these guys. And, you know, if you think about it, where they win 14 straight divisions and they only win one World Series, and somebody makes the point, it might be more difficult to win 14 straight divisions than to win two World Series in a row. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but they did win 14 in a row with the guys you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty unbelievable. I remember watching them year in and year out, and, you know, every year we thought they were going to get it done, and they just somehow didn't get it done. But year after year, they'd get there, very reminiscent of the Buffalo Bills, but their streak was just that much more impressive, 14 straight years of winning that division. But unbelievable. stuff going on in the world of sports. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's been a good, quick, fast hour, so we really have a lot of fun doing this, and would love to have you get involved on the conversation with us. We're here every week, 8 to 10 Pacific Time Sundays. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for joining us this hour, and then obviously you, Fred. I appreciate you taking time out each and every week here on the program. A couple more things I want to get to, a couple of quick hitters, as I like to call them, before we get out of here. Just quick responses for the most part, but obviously you can get your point across with what I'm throwing at you. A couple things that I'm looking at in the NFL for some interesting things to happen this season. Jordy Nelson gets that deal from the Green Bay Packers, not quite $10 million, but a very solid deal in itself. How big of an impact does Jordy Nelson have, and how underrated is Jordy Nelson throughout the league?
No question, he's underrated. Nobody understands how he's faster than people think he is, and he'll never drop a pass. So, I mean, no question. And the Packers would have won 11 or 12 games last year without the injury, of course. But before we go, Andy, I've got to say something. Andy filled in on Friday night on Sports Overnight America, which is 10 p.m. Pacific time every night of the week. Andy filled in on Friday, and we talked about Stephen A. Smith and his comments about violence on women, he's out, apparently, from ESPN Radio. So sometimes your big mouth that makes no sense hurts you. Now, he's going to be working, I think, for Sirius XM, but he apparently is out at ESPN for making that. They're not going to say that, but I believe it was because he made the inane comment that women should not provoke men and then they wouldn't get knocked unconscious.
So you're trying to tell me that when I turn on the TV, he and that crazy guy won't be battling it out at the table on Monday morning? Is that what you're telling me?
Says Stephen A. Smith leaving ESPN Radio. I'm staring at it right now.
Wow, interesting development there. But the Ray Rice situation, we didn't really have time to get into it, but we'll be able to talk about that for many, many weeks as the NFL season goes on, and we'll just have to see how it all shakes out. But for Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I am the Dorfman saying, watch a lot of sports, enjoy yourself, and we'll be back next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.